And I realized something when I moved to Los Angeles is it's not like that everywhere. Like, I came to Los Angeles and I had a hard time making friends at first. I never met a hipster, you know? I didn't know how to talk hipster. I didn't even understand what they were. You know, I meet this hipster and they confused me. And then I realized what hipsters are. They're like indoor cats, you know? And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm not saying that to be mean, it's just a fact. They have like their claws are clipped and, you know, they just look at you like they're indoor cats. They're gentle, you know? And I'd come at them hard because I thought that's how I'd make friends. I swear to God, I didn't mean anything by it. I'd be like, look at this guy. Look at his jeans. You can see his balls in his pants. His balls jeans guy. Look at balls jeans guy, everybody. And the guy would just be like, why would you say that? And I'm like, ha, 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 ha. What? Like, what do you mean? And his buddies would be like, that's not balls jeans guy. His name's Eric, okay? He's a photographer. And I'm like, guys, I like your pants. I'm not trying to be mean. I just, they're sweet pants. They're also sweet balls because I can see them in your pants. Because I can't help myself. Like, as soon as someone exposes vulnerability, like, it bothers them, that's when you go really at it, you know? He's like, these pants are $300, okay? I'm like, for that amount of money, you could have afforded more fabric than a girl small, you know? And he's like, just stop, okay? I'm like, takes a lot of balls to say what you just said to me. And I respect your balls, because I can't see them in your pants. And then they would scatter, you know? And I felt lonely. I'm like, well, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I not making friends? And I realized that I was in their world, and they weren't wrong. They're just different. They're not thick-skinned, because they don't have to be. There's no winter here. Like, I love Los Angeles. Like, I'm not leaving. I that's why I'm taping my special here. I love Los Angeles. Give it up for LA. Like, once you realize what it is, it's Narnia, you know? Like, they're not thick-skinned because they don't have to be. There's a Whole Foods every three blocks. It's just avocados and threesomes. It's like, because most of the country, life is endurance. You endure life. Here, it's to be enjoyed, you know? These are men of leisure. They have Instagram accounts, and, you know, they wear tight jeans. And I'm like, this is awesome. I'm in. And then I realized that I like it that better than, like, I'll go home and people will be like, hey, corduroy boy. I'm like, bro, we're 30, man. Come on. And then I realized that dickheads exist for one reason, because nothing happens to them. You can just be a dickhead and go on with your day. I think there should be laws in place where there's no more dickheads. If you hold the door for someone and they don't say thank you, you should be allowed to flick them in the throat. There should be consequences, right? Sometimes I hold the door for people and they just take it. And it's not like one of those things where I just kind of hold it a little longer. Like, I'll stop and be like, and they'll just walk through. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. And that's when I just want to flick them in the throat. And they just go, oh, that hurt. I'm like, well, you hurt me emotionally. Sometimes I overreact to kindness because I like it so much. Like, I love when people are just nice to strangers. You know, one time I held the door for someone and he walked through and he goes, thanks, man. And I just instinctively go, thank you, man. And he stopped and looked at me like, do I triple thank? Like, what are we doing here? And I felt so uncomfortable. I was just, I literally just said, indeed. And walked away. Like, I didn't know what to do. I just go, indeed.